Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Yoel Abuloff, also known as @UncYobo on Twitter or X. And thank you, as always, for tuning in. We're back with a brand new episode in which we're titling it Thursday Wagering with Yoel, but we will be covering all of Thursday, April 24th, as well as Friday, April 25th's top plays from my plays in the wager pass. April 24th and April 25th, so today and tomorrow, we have two smaller boards, but still plenty of betting value across the NBA playoffs as well as European soccer. As always, let's start with a quick recap of how the week has gone so far. As a reminder, our 3 week of consecutive positive unit weekly performances came to an end this past Sunday, unfortunately, and therefore having a strong start to the week was both important for myself as well as our followers. As we did not do that last week and saw the effects of that carry into the latter parts of the week. So with that being said, Monday, April 21st, we came out of the gate strong, went 4-2 for plus 1.86 units. So a great day to start, and we already talked about that in the Tuesday's episode of this week. However, on Tuesday, April 22nd, we talked about all of the plays on that podcast episode, but the results, we went 2-2 in soccer for a slight loss of minus 0.66 units, but we did make it up in the NBA with a 2-1 performance for plus 0.82 units, giving us a small winning day overall. Wednesday, April 23rd, things didn't fall our way. Definitely a day yesterday. I'm looking back on it pretty sadly. We went 2-3 in soccer for minus 1.62 units, and the NBA finished 2-3 for minus 1.18 units. So definitely not the strong day that we had hoped to carry that streak from both Monday and Tuesday, but not the worst day. The two of those NBA losses missed by half a point on the spread, both the Celtics and the Cavaliers. Failed to cover the spread with the smallest of margins. And I did watch both of those games, especially the end of both of those games. And if it wasn't for the final 30 seconds in which the Celtics didn't defend, the Orlando Magic trying to cut into the break, as well as, you know, with the Cavs, having a close game going into that final quarter in which there was a point in which where the Miami Heat cut the Cavs lead to 3, but then they ended up letting go of that. But even in that, those final seconds, the Miami Heat ended up coming through with 2 more points, and therefore the spreads on both of those games did not hit. Additionally, I also need to throw out the fact that we had Houston Rockets and Golden State Warriors over 203.5 total points. And the game total for that ended at 203. So that was another one in which we missed by half a point. So that was our true half a point. The Celtics missed by 1 point exact. And then the Cavs were also, if I'm not mistaken, either 1 or 1.5 point miss on those spreads. So again, I feel good about my reads. It is truly a matter of these, the slimmest of the margins and the slimmest of the numbers. Vegas, one way or another, through their crazy systems, has a way of finding those exact numbers and not cashing things for us. But again, this is not excuses. This is the name of the game, truly. This is how it goes. But I just wanted to share that I still felt good about those reads, even though the hits did not come. So overall, a strong start to the week with Monday and Tuesday. Not the best performance on Wednesday, but we are looking to rebound with a tight, focused Thursday slate. So let's get into it. Let's start Thursday's April 24, 2025's top plays with La Liga action, in which we'll have Osasuna taking on Sevilla. For this match, I have two plays. First would be total goals in bans, and I'd be going 2 and 3. So the game to end with a total goal collection of either 2 goals or 3 goals at -105 on DraftKings. And I'm also switching it around and going to both teams to score at -105 on Fanatics. So Sevilla are playing solid football under new manager Caparrós, but scoring has still been a challenge. Their biggest weakness is a lack of finishing quality. Osasuna have won 2 straight and are back in the mix for a potential European spot. They're a tough team to beat at home, and I'm expecting a balanced matchup as a result of that. A 1-1 draw feels like a real possibility, and therefore I do see a value in combining both teams to score as well as total goal bans 2 and 3. A 2-1, a 1-1 score would cash both of these plays for this singular game. So I feel good about this one, and I do think that we will see a 1-1 or a 2-1 result, hopefully. We remain in the La Liga for our next game, and in this one we have Atletico Madrid taking on Rayo Vallecano. For this match, I'll be taking both teams to score at +110, as well as over 2.5 total goals at -110, both on Fanatics. This isn't the typical Atletico match. Neither side is under much pressure right now, which could open the door for a more open style of play than we usually see from these two defensive sides. Atletico hasn't looked that sharp offensively in recent weeks, but with the pressure off of, you know, chasing for the La Liga, we could see a looser game. Both of these teams, like I've said, are very defensive focused in general, but you know, as the match script kind of tells me going into this match, you know, neither side is approaching it with a lot of seriousness, if you will, and they're not really looking for a result. So with that being said, Atletico, who also had plus odds for a both teams to score in their match last week, and in that game I remember taking both teams to not score because I did feel like Atletico was superior to their opponent and would be able to make easy work of them, they did end up getting conceded on. So Atletico, even through their namesake, has not been a, you know, that strong of a side this season, especially in recent weeks with some sort of, you know, motivation lacking. Perhaps the Champions League against Real Madrid could have an effect on that, as those two legs were truly one of the more entertaining clashes of the tournament, of course, as well as the, you know, the capital derby having its name as well and a pride for Madrid taking place. But all in all is to say that I do trust Atletico to kind of get on the scoreboard, but I definitely don't trust them to not concede in this matchup, even though it's Rayo Vallecano that they're playing against. But still, I'll take my chances. I'll take my chances for a 2-1 or a 3-1 type of result. Hopefully, Vallecano can get on the board. And if they can, Atletico will most surely respond or carry that energy forward. We finish off the today slate. Like I said, it was a tight slate today. I'm truly preparing for the weekend with a lot of great matches coming up. But we are still sticking with all of our plays. So we have the NBA playoffs, in which we're turning our attention to. This game I'm most excited about, truly, as it's also my free play. We have the New York Knicks taking on the Detroit Pistons. And I'm backing the Pistons as +1.5 underdogs in this one at -110 on Fanatics. The Pistons could have easily been up 2-0 in this series, if not for some late game lapses in game one. The Knicks are running with a very short rotation, as we've come to expect with Tom Thibodeau. And I do believe that that's going to catch up to them, as we saw last year, quite frankly. Now the Pistons are back at home in front of their home crowd, who have not seen a playoff atmosphere in years. And I do think that the Pistons players will respond very well to that. Overall, I realize that it's a little bit of a hot take, but I do think that the Pistons are a pretty strong team, and the Knicks have struggled against these type of oppositions. You know, the Pistons had a better record against them throughout the regular season, and quite frankly, you know, watching both of those games, if it truly wasn't for the Pistons, you know, kind of giving up at the end of that fourth quarter and not really keeping up with the competition, they could have truly been up going back to Detroit, looking to finish the series. So, given that they are going back 1-1, and you know the Knicks will surely believe that they are a stronger team than the Pistons, I think this gives us, as well as the Pistons, a great opportunity to kind of make that thought backfire on them. And even though they're a surprising underdog at home and the line is quite short, I do think that the Pistons have a surprise in us tonight. Moving on to the next NBA game, we have Oklahoma City Thunder taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. And the line for the Thunder was at -8.5 last night. And today, when I'm sharing my plays, the line has fallen to -10. But I still do very much believe that this is highly playable. Oklahoma City is simply dominating this matchup. They've won 11 straight games against the Grizzlies and have covered the spread in 10 of those. They've also covered every game this season when listed as double-digit favorites. They are one of the best teams to bet on the spread across all sports, let alone the NBA. I do think that the Grizzlies will want to bring some energy at home, given that they've kind of been demolished in these first two legs. But at this stage, given the historical dominance of Thunder, as well as what I've seen in the first two games of this series, until I see some true resistance from the Grizzlies, I'm sticking with the better team in the Oklahoma City Thunder and hoping that they will cover another double-digit spread this time on the road. Let's finish up Thursday, April 24th, Wager Pass top plays with the Denver Nuggets taking on the Los Angeles Clippers. This has been one of my favorite matchups throughout the first round of the playoffs. Both of these games, first with the overtime and then with the Clippers victory in the second game, truly delivered some great playoff basketball. I'm really liking the matchups in this. With Kawhi Leonard showing out in one game and then James Harden showing out in another. I do anticipate this third game to be a little bit different than the previous two. I think, you know, as the odds suggest, game three is where we kind of see a little bit more of a clear winner, hopefully, because I.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion. Or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company SI and its operating company 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We'll be backing Clippers at -4.5 at -110 on Fanatics. I've been liking the Clippers a lot more in this series. You know, even though the Denver Nuggets are experienced, they come to this playoffs once again with their core squad. I think that the Clippers have fared off significantly better on the season than many had given them credit to at the start of the season. You know, with Kawhi Leonard returning and being healthy for the playoffs, he is truly a beast in the playoffs. I think, you know, the injuries put a bad rep on him, but people often forget how great of a basketball player he is and how he can truly impact the game. I mean, in game two, he shot above 50% for 32 points, if I'm not mistaken, or something in that ballpark. But just to say that, you know, they have Kawhi Leonard and James Harden, who they also have Ivica Zubac, who's, you know, doing his best to make life as hard as possible for Nikola Jokic. So I do think that they match up very well with the Clippers. And despite being out-rebounded in game two, they still came out on top. I expect James Harden and Kawhi to finally sync up in this one, as they have kind of been taking turns in the first two games. The Clippers are 30-11 at home this year, and I like them to take control of the series in this first game at home, making it a 2-1. So I'll be backing the Clippers at -4.5. Those are all of our plays for Thursday, April 24th. Let me go over them once again super quickly, just so that we have a nice list version of all of these plays, in addition to what we have in our Wager Pass article, as well as the Discord, or my classic plug as always. We have La Liga, Osasuna taking on Sevilla. I'm backing total goals bands 2-3 at -1.5 on DraftKings, and both teams to score at -105 on Fanatics. We remain in the La Liga for the day, and we go Atletico Madrid versus Rayo Vallecano. Both teams to score at +110, as well as over 2.5 total goals at -110, both on Fanatics. We finish off the day with three NBA playoff games. The New York Knicks taking on the Detroit Pistons. I'm backing the Pistons as 1.5 underdogs at -110 on Fanatics. Oklahoma City Thunder taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm backing Thunder -10 at -110 on Fanatics. And we're finishing off Thursday's Wager Pass top plays with the Denver Nuggets taking on the Los Angeles Clippers, where I'm taking Clippers -4.5 at -110 on Fanatics. An early look to Friday, April 25th is up next. We're going to have an even smaller slate on Friday, as I originally had planned to have the Atlanta Lecce match from Serie A. However, with an unexpected sudden death of the physical therapist for Lecce, this match has been rescheduled to Sunday. So I will be including this in the episode, as well as the Wager Pass article for the weekend. But unfortunately, the fifth play of what I had anticipated to be my Wager Pass top plays tomorrow, Atlanta versus Lecce, will be played on Sunday. So with that being said, the only soccer play I have currently for Friday would be coming from Paris Saint-Germain taking on Nice in League One. Paris Saint-Germain beat Le Havre two weeks ago, but tied Nantes last week. The league is over for them. They've already been crowned champions, and they're not putting much of a fight in the league with Champions League still looming up next week. Nice, on the other hand, had a loss to Monaco, and then they also lost to Nantes, but tied with Strasbourg and then beat Angers coming into this match. They're still fighting for a top five finish, so they have much more to play in this matchup. PSG is still playing at home, and you know, even if they rotate the squad fully, their bench is still highly capable of getting on the score sheet. At a first glance, I'm very much liking both teams to score at -145 on Fanatics. So even though I have not necessarily decided what the official and final play will be, I'm very much leaning towards the both teams to score at favorable odds as well. I've been backing PSG to win and adding some goal parlays to add some sauce into that as well. But like I mentioned, with PSG kind of already securing the league and with their attention fully focused on the Champions League, I don't feel as safe betting on PSG money line, even in some sorts. But goals still seems like a fair chance. So what I anticipate to be like a 1-1, 2-1, 2-2 match, I think both teams to score at -145 will cover for all of that. I also have three NBA playoff games as usual, you know, loving these NBA playoff times because we have plays in which we can share from the NBA playoffs every day, in addition to the European soccer that we've already kind of built a brand for ourselves there. We'll have my Boston Celtics taking on the Orlando Magic once again. It's, I don't know, it's a personal take, but it's kind of funny to me that a lot of people gave the Orlando Magic a chance, even, you know, without Jason Tatum being the squad. But I think a lot of people, you know, keep underestimating the Celtics or just forgetting that, you know, without Jason Tatum, we have four all-star caliber players still in our lineups, which you could even argue, you know, a fifth with Al Horford, just with the age factor comes into play. But he played a brilliant game last night. So seeing the line already at -5.5 for the Celtics, I think in Orlando, that doesn't matter. Jason Tatum not being on the court does not matter. I think, and I do strongly know that the Celtics are a team that surprisingly plays better on the road. And, you know, just given somewhat my fandom of the Boston Celtics, as well as my realistic thoughts around the fact that I do believe that they will sweep the Orlando Magic, I'm loving the -5.5. It's great to see the Celtics not as double digit. It's great to see the Celtics not on a double digit spread, as that's an area that they have trouble covering with. But I think a -5.5 at -110 on Fanatics, Celtics should have easy work covering this line. Next up, we have the Indiana Pacers taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. For a change in their first game in Milwaukee, the Bucks open as a -5 favorite. I've said this in the previous episodes that I do think that the Milwaukee Bucks will make this a series against the Pacers, as they've lost the second game, but there were times in which they caught back up and made it a contest. Playing at home now with Damian Lillard having returned, he was chirping with Tyrese Haliburton in game one. When he was playing, he was doing the same in game two. I think he, you know, needed that one game to kind of get his adjustment back. But now at home, along with Giannis Antetokounmpo, this is a true must-win game for the Bucks. I'm not loving the -5 spread. I think that, you know, the Pacers are kind of being undervalued here, as I think that a surprising road win would not, you know, be the most unrealistic expectation. But given that the Bucks now have Damian Lillard back on court, this, I will, you know, mention in today's episode, that is not official yet, so definitely await the tomorrow's article to see what I have gone with. But at first glance, I'm going to have to go with Milwaukee Bucks -5 spread for tomorrow's game. Let's finish up tomorrow's look-ahead slate in the NBA playoffs with the Los Angeles Lakers taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. I've already talked extensively about how I envision this series to go with, you know, of course, the Los Angeles Lakers having Luka Doncic, LeBron James, and I'd even put Austin Reeves in there, as his scoring will and is crucial to their success in this series. But I've often mentioned a lack of size throughout this series. And I'm not saying that that will be a problem for the rest of the playoffs, even though I do think that it will be, but especially against the Minnesota Timberwolves, who deploy Rudy Gobert, Naz Reid, and Julius Randle, that size disadvantage definitely comes into play, as we've seen in game one. However, with a, you know, a burst in game two, the Lakers show that they're not pushovers, but I do think that the Timberwolves are still the better team in this series and still my pick to make life hard, very different for the Lakers. In their first game in Minnesota, they open as a -3 favorite. And I do like the line. So again, just like the Pacers and the Bucks, this is so far a non-official play, but I'm leaning towards the Timberwolves at -3. So again, a quick rundown of what I'm envisioning for April 25th, Friday. So tomorrow's slate, I'll be looking at PSG versus Nice, both teams to score at -145 on Fanatics. I feel great about the Boston Celtics -5.5 against the Orlando Magics. I'm still iffy about the Milwaukee Bucks -5 against the Pacers, as well as the Minnesota Timberwolves -3 against the Lakers. But at first glance, those would be the plays that I'd be looking at. So with all of that being said, I realize that it's somewhat of a tight and small slate for both today and tomorrow. But, you know, if you know me and if you follow me, you know that we will be delivering for the weekend with all of the European soccer leagues back in action and with the NBA playoffs continuing. So while we may have four or five plays today, I can assure you that this weekend we will double digit that number, and it should be a great rest of the week, hopefully, as we're in for a kind of like a fun week coming off of our three straight winning weeks and then coming off of a losing week. So definitely a telling week as to if we're starting a brand new streak, hopefully, or if we're continuing on the unfortunate path. I'm leaning towards the first, which is what we would want. So thank you all so very much for tuning in once again and listening to me talk about the plays, as well as, you know, tailing me if you are. And if you're fading, best of luck as well. That wraps up episode 7, Thursday Wagering with the OL. Thank you, as always, for riding along. Best of luck today with all of your plays, and I'll catch you all soon on the next episode of Today in Sports Betting. Take care.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.